The marketplace stank of wet wool and desperation. Kaja pulled her cloak tighter, fingers brushing the hilt of her blade. 3 months tracking this merchant, and finally, there he was.
"You are far from home, girl,"
the voice came from behind, low and measured. She didn't turn.
"So are you, I think."
He moved into view. Tall, grey-eyed, scarred.
"You look for medallion, yes? This is dangerous business for one so young."
"I look for what was stolen from my family."
"Stolen things have a way of changing hands," he said.
"Well now, isn't this a bit of fine drama?" A woman emerged from the shadows. "Though I'm thinking the young one might be serious. You see her eyes? That's her grandmother's fury."
"You know this girl, Mare?"
The merchant appeared in the doorway, wary now.
"I know her blood."
Mare's smile didn't waver. "Same as I know that you're about to make a very foolish choice, Brennan."
Kaja's hand steadied on her weapon. "The Amber Keep medallion. You took it from my grandmother."
Brennan's expression darkened.
"That old thing. And why would I give that up to you?"